Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception I intend to clarify today actually relates to a great blame which is cast on the personality of the Prophet Moses sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is alleged that he at one time killed an Egyptian, a Copt, who was actually having a quarrel with an Israelite, a person from his own nation. And it is alleged that he killed him, and not only did he kill that person who was actually having a fight with a person of his own nation, but after that killing incident, he also ran away. So this is what is alleged against Moses sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this whole incident has been mentioned in the Quran in much detail. And of course, this incident has also been mentioned in the Torah and on the Old Testament. Now, it is in the Old Testament that the whole version of the story is mentioned in a way which shows that Moses actually intentionally killed the person, the Copt, when he saw that that Copt or the Egyptian was having a fight with a person of his own nation, the Israelite. So what he did was when he thought that no one was watching, he went ahead and killed that person. And the Old Testament says that he even hid his corpse in the sand. So this is primarily the citation or the mention of the Old Testament. As far as the Quran is concerned, the whole incident is mentioned in much detail there. And if we study that incident in Surah Qasas, we will come to realize that what Moses did, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was not at all, he did not commit any intentional murder. It was purely in self-defense that he had to punch that person. And then, as a result of that punch, that person died. It was purely an act of self-defense, and the Quran is absolutely clear on this whole issue. So therefore, this cannot be regarded as murder. It cannot be regarded as intentional murder. It can be regarded as something which he did in self-defense. Of course, he wanted to reconcile between the two, but it seems that the Copt actually went after Moses, and in order to save himself, he had to punch him. And this is what caused that person's death. Now, the second thing also is not true. The second allegation is that after this incident, he ran away in order to save his skin. This is also not true. The Quran says that he was right there, although he was in a state of fear. Moses never left that place. It was only when he was told by a person who had come from the royal court that these people were planning to kill him. And this was because this whole incident of killing perhaps had the incident had come to the notice of the court people, and they saw this to be a perfect excuse perhaps to kill Moses. So it was only after it came into the notice of Moses that in response to this unintentional act of his, he would be killed. It was only that he had to leave that place, and he ran away from that place and he took asylum to some other place. So this is again a very different story. This is a totally different picture. It's not that he, after killing that Copt, he ran away. The only thing, the real thing is that he did not kill that Copt. It was purely an act of unintentional murder. And secondly, he never, even after that, he did not leave the place. It was only when he was told by a person from the royal court who had come from the royal court to inform him that these people now, perhaps making a plea of this whole incident, taking a plea from this whole incident, are now planning to kill Moses. It was only after hearing this news that Moses left that place. So we need to understand very clearly that we have to understand all these incidents which are mentioned in the Quran, the way the Quran mentions them. Of course, the Old Testament and the New Testament also mention various incidents, but the final verdict on all these incidents is the verdict of the Quran. And on many occasions has the Quran corrected these incidents which have been mentioned in the Old Testament. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.